poll, most Americans either don't care or are undecided about the Hollywood strikes. By Paul Bois on August 4, 2023. A new poll shows that while Americans support the striking Hollywood writers and actors more than the studios, a clear majority of Americans either do not care or feel ambivalent about the situation. Surveying 1,002 adult Americans between July 28 to 30, the Los Angeles Times/Ledger poll showed that the striking writers and actors do not have majority support, even though 60% of those polled admitted they had somewhat of an understanding of the grievances due to mass media coverage. Only 38% of Americans polled sympathized with the strikers, while just 7% sympathized with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, AMPTP. However, well over 50% of those polled said they either sympathized with both sides or did not know where they stood. Per The Messenger, most respondents actually stated they were either ambivalent or unsure about their opinion on who's on the right side of things, with 29% saying they sympathize with both sides equally and 25% said they don't know which side they favor. Still, the fact that only 7% of those polled expressed any exclusive sympathy for the studios shows that Americans by and large have grown tired of corporate rule. We've seen a continued trend toward an anti-business mentality and more slanted toward the side of the workers, particularly among younger demographics. For me, this is another data point to support that. If you went back 10 years, I think sentiment might have been a little more balanced. David Smith, professor of economics at the Pepperdine Graduate Business School, told The Times. Smith, however, said that sympathy could waver if the strike stretches well into the fall. To some extent, there has been a delayed impact on consumers from the work stoppage because there are still shows in the hopper for people to watch, Smith said. Over time, I think there could potentially be a little bit of a shift in public opinion away from striking workers, and a little bit more frustration with them. If they're still on strike 90 days from now, which seems not a far-fetched possibility, opinions could shift. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.